Friday, the 16th of May, 1913. Burns hunt for Fagin Slayer begun. Atlanta. Georgian Friday, May 16th, 1913. Skilled aide of famous detective arrives in Atlanta, keeps identity secret. Contributions for a fund to bring W.J. Burns, the great detective, to Atlanta in the Fagin case follow. The Georgian dollar 100, the Constitution, 100 Homer George. 10 more than 6 substantial subscriptions from persons who ask that their names be kept secret have been added to the above. The Burns investigation into the Fagin murder mystery began Friday. William J. Burns, who personally will conduct the case sometime shortly after his arrival from Europe on June 1st, cabled his orders to the New York office, and one of his best men was dispatched to Atlanta to get as much evidence as possible before the arrival of the great detective chief. He left New York shortly after midnight Wednesday and should have been in Atlanta Thursday night or Friday morning. He will make every effort to keep his identity and the result of his findings secret until the time for him to report to his chief or to Colonel Thomas B. Felder. Fund raised by public. The fund to secure the services of the great detective and his assistants from New York, being raised by public subscription, was considerably swelled following the announcement in the Georgian Thursday that an appeal had been made to the public. Colonel Felder said Friday morning that a number of substantial subscriptions had been pledged by telephone, and he had directed the donors to send their checks to Charles Thurst Ryan, cashier of the Fourth National Bank. He said he had not learned the exact sum subscribed so far, but that he had no doubt it was several hundred dollars. I know of more than 6 subscriptions that will be made this morning, but I promised the people their names would not be published. The fund will be raised all right, and we are so confident of it, one of the Burns men should be on the scene now. Valuable evidence reported. Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General, held a secret conference at his office Thursday night with city detectives and members of his staff. It was understood the conference followed the finding of valuable information or evidence in connection with the Fagin case, but the solicitor would make no announcement. The examination of witnesses by Mr. Dorsey will be continued today. J. Williams, ex-policeman, who operates a livery stable near the pencil factory plant on South Forsyth Street, will be examined today. He entered the building shortly after the body of the murdered girl was found. It was he who lay in the position of the dead body while the Negro, Newt Lee, went through the pantomime of first discovering it. Mrs. Frank visits tower. Mrs. Leo M. Frank visited her husband at the tower Thursday afternoon for the second time since he was taken there over 2 weeks ago. The prisoner received her in the dining room. They talked for more than an hour, and both showed evidence of weeping when they left the room. Frank's step was unsteady, and his eyes were dimmed with tears. Mrs. Frank walked with bowed head. She left her husband a dish of dainties and a package of clothing. The grand jury meets today to take up and dispose of every routine case on the calendar. When it meets again, not later than Friday of next week, the witnesses in the Fagin mystery will be called to testify. Quick verdict. Unlikely. It is not unlikely the body will deliberate several days before reaching a decision. There will be no session of court next week on account of the solicitor being engaged in preparing the Fagin case. Should indictments be found, the third week in June will be set for the trial, according to an announcement from Mr. Dorsey, who said it would be impossible to prepare the case for trial in less time.